There's a race coming up that will get you off the road, on the trails, and help out Scouts. Curtis, with the Arrowhead Trail Run that benefits Scouts, can you tell us even more about it, please?
Awesome. So this will be our third annual Arrowhead Challenge Trail Run. It takes place in Marshfield, Missouri on 500 acres of our premier camp property, Camp Arrowhead. We're offering three different races this year. We're doing a 6K, a 12K, and a 24K. And the 24K is kind of inspired by the fact that our camp was founded in 1924 and is the oldest camp west of the Mississippi River. We had about 80 runners participate in last year's race, which just had two courses on it. So we've actually extended some distances, built some new trails for this year, and really kind of went above and beyond what we've ever done before. And what's great about this race is all the proceeds that are generated through the runners' registrations and through our sponsors, it all goes back to the kids, and specifically, it goes back to Camp Arrowhead. So it gets kids to camp if they financially just can't come up with the money to be able to afford to go to camp. It pays for bows and arrows, cots, tents, kind of you name it, for kids to spend a week-long educational experience at camp. This race pays for it.
All right. That's quite of an experience for kids that get to have.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Camp's an awesome, awesome time. We had a little over 600 youth enjoy it this past summer. Bass Pro came out and did an event for all of our kids. We feel loved right now, and our camp looks the best it ever has looked. So we're excited to get people out there on October 23rd for our race. Something we did do last year for the first time is racers could choose to camp for free. If they registered at least one member in their family could come camp for free. We'll be doing that again this year. As an additional, when they register, they can pay a few extra dollars and actually rent one of our cabins that we have, our little six-person cabins with heating and air. That was a cool benefit for some racers last year who wanted a nice bed to sleep in before they had to get up and race. So we will be doing that again this year.
Okay, that's a nice experience. Now let's talk about the trail, the terrain.
Sure.
How technical is this compared to a road race and compared to some really treacherous or rugged trails?
We definitely have a good mixture of terrain. Our trails that are routes that make up the trail run and the three different distances consist of our maintenance roads that we use kind of in the back of the woods, to actual walking trails that Scouts have used for years, all the way to the paved driveway into camp. So you kind of get all the terrain. We had a group from Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners and Dirt Church out there a few weeks ago, and they ran a portion of one of the courses just to kind of give me some ideas on how to make it better. They were pretty excited about the variety that there is. A few parts they suggested that we mark just because it gets a little confusing. You know, you've got kids who come out there and make one trail one year and then another trail the next. So we will be well marked and the terrain will be kind of there to suit everyone's needs as they run on it.
That sounds great. Where can folks go to get signed up right now?
Sure. So we actually have a Facebook page that's called the Arrowhead Challenge Trail Run. They can also just go to actnowracing.com, look for upcoming events and find the Arrowhead Trail Run, and they can get signed up right there. There are some early bird prices, and then there's a few different registrations that go up as we get closer to the race. So I encourage anyone who's interested to go ahead and get signed up. We have a select number of cabins that we offer to racers. So if cabin camping or even camping is of your interest, then I would suggest signing up sooner rather than later.
All right. Sounds good. We'll also have information up at runradio.net. Anything else before we close?
Nope. Just come have some fun in the beautiful foliage that we'll hopefully have by October 23rd out at Camp Arrowhead.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trina, very much. Have a great day.